Good morning. The usual pre-Christmas madness from our house. We have a brass quintet, brass septet in the front garden. We have musicians in the living room, a boron player, a singer, a songwriter, guitarist, and we have an acclaimed chef in the kitchen as well. You're very welcome to Saturday with John Toole. This is Dungannon Silverband and Joy to the World! Joy to the World, members of the Dungannon Silver Band. We had Arlene, Amy, David, Philip, Jamie, Gareth, Harry and Boris, the conductor. We featured the band earlier on this year. Great story, and we're going to hear that, hear from them a wee bit later on. Standing out, but get in now and get a wee mince pie and a cup of tea. There'll be neighbours waking up thinking, what? There's nobody's moved in. They know we've been doing this for a long time now. This must be about the 10th year. Hello, everybody in the house.
Hello.
Hello, everybody in the house. That's a bit better. Straight into the kitchen. Loads to come today, and this might be our 10th Christmas show from here, I think. I'm not sure. Paul is in the kitchen.
How are you?
Great to see you.
You too.
And look, two babies waiting for you. Not one air fryer, but two of them. Shined up, cleaned, ready to go.
Here.
Look, look.
I come in here.
Sparkling
and
clean.
Another one, isn't
it? All you. Is it not? Oh, somebody's used that one. Oh, that's let me down. I was up at 7 o'clock in the morning cleaning that. This is kind of our USP, I suppose, for this year. Paddy Keelty has his house band. Jules Holland has his for his hootenanny. We've done our best. Our house band today is familiar and not so familiar voices from BBC Radio Ulster. On guitar and vocals and shaking things is Stephen Rainey, who's very welcome. Also on guitar and keeping us on air, producing the programme as well. Multitasking, who said it couldn't be done, is our producer Daniel. And completing the trio quartet, it is a quartet, is singer-songwriter Sonia Slater. You'll know Sonia as a regular contributor to Talk Back on Friday afternoons whenever it involves music and need somebody to get stuck into people. You're the person to do it. So everybody can pitch in, maybe not with this song, because this is a new song. So the chorus to this one is called Christmas Time in This Town, and all we need people to sing is...
It's Christmas Time in This Town, tonight.
It's Christmas Time in This Town. Dead simple. So come on in. First Christmas, first time you've heard this song. So this is Sonia, Daniel, and myself, and Christmas Time in This Town. Take it away.
Right.
Who would never have an air fryer dark in the door of the house? One, two brothers, actually. Three, four, five, six, two hands up to one. Yeah. And who absolutely loves their air fryer to have?
Yes,
two people.
Two, that's not great.
Right.
No, it's definitely a brilliant thing,
Paul. I think for a... Somebody said it's for the gym generation.
Oh, well, I'm not the gym generation, no offence, but I definitely think it's great. It makes things easy, and that's all what life is about, I think, Paul, to be honest.
Why would you make things easy, Mark?
But you just...
Because I'm a teacher and it's really hard work. That's
you
why.
Come in, you want a chicken fillet or whatever,
you want a wee crispy bacon
or a wee bit of sausage. Bucket in there, go up and have a shower, and by the time you come back down... I know.
Look, you've got pans.
I know I have pans, but that needs somebody standing over them. Oh, I actually forgot, completely forgot. Did you know that this is a conversation we have returned to and not resolved, I think it's fair to say, over the course of the whole year. So for people who aren't regular listeners to the programme, this has been a bone of contention show the last week. Have a listen to this.
I don't know how those things work. I don't want to know how they work, right? I know everybody loves them, but I prefer the pan job.
You could deep fat fry it.
Or, and you're gonna kill me, but I'm far enough away from you to ask the question.
No,
or you could use.
No, you couldn't.
You could. You could use an air fryer.
Can I confess? And this might bring our lifelong friendship to a shuddering halt.
Our 25-year friendship, John Toole, is actually.
I bought one this week.
We're finished, darling. That sucks. I'm sorry, John. And if you can get a lovely crispy coating from one of those things, send me a photograph and I will start using it.
Did you know there is a monthly magazine now? I can't remember what it's called. It's like, if it's not called Air Fryer Monthly, it's like something like that. And I was looking at it in the shop and thinking, would I? Would you?
Do you ever see me sitting down reading Air Fryer Monthly? You know that I've been maybe invaded by aliens.
Fire in your salami and it'll frizzle up really quickly.
But do you know what's really good for crispy bacon?
No, it is.
There's one thing it definitely can do. My wee air fryer, I've said it now, crispy bacon every time. You can stick it on for 8 minutes.
I must
won't do something
spend like £200 on a bacon fryer when I've got a pan.
35 quid.
Even if I, say, had a full frontal lobotomy and wanted to go out and buy one, I still wouldn't.
Tell you better than that, I have two of them now. Are you, you're coming to our house for Christmas?
I am,
the
yes.
The show before Christmas?
Not
well,
Christmas
sure, there
Day,
you go.
No,
you can do
you
a
spin.
No, you could do a wee air fryer special then in our house.
I will do an
air
fryer
Christmas
special.
Dinner in an air fryer.
That'll involve me bringing a hammer up to your house or some petrol and set it on fire in your backyard.
Well, it's safe to say you've made your feelings abundantly clear.
Abundantly.
And we should draw a line over it at this stage and move on. Although I have got you a subscription there for our monthly.
Have you?
For
that's
Christmas.
Great. That'll be good for lighting
the
barbecue.
Keeps on giving them every month.
No, I can rub that up and make it into wee things to light there for the barbecue.
You'll be converted.
I was at a session in Derry when I was at McGee. And there was three Boiron players and a tin whistle player. And this lad came
three playing the boron and one playing
one whistle player. And
outnumbered.
This boy came in with a guitar case and I said, thank God, we're getting another instrument here. And he opened the case up and it was a guitar. Or a boron.
It was
a boron, sorry.
So that was four borons.
Four
borons, and
one whistle.
Whistle. That's
wasn't
terrible.
Good.
I mean, who was it said that the only way to play a boron is with a pen? You've heard all these jokes probably before.
I have taken them on the chin.
You have. Well, you're going to play for us live now.
Well, now after all
so
that
best
slagging.
Of order, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us about this song, because this is actually, I think, I haven't heard it, but this is a world premiere.
I haven't heard it. This is an Italian love song.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not what you told me you were going to do.
Well, then.
An Italian
this is
love
live.
Song. Come on.
This is live radio.
I love it.
This is Italian love song.
What's it called?
Tipping it up to Nancy.
With an I instead of a Y.
Nancy!
That's the Italian version, so right? Gino Lupari live in our living room. And
have you Sky Sports? Because United's
no.
on. Oh, John.
No.
Oh, you're not allowed to mention Sky and BBC.
Well, you can, aye. You'd never be asked back, but like,
sorry.
Aye. No, that's
sorry,
okay.
BBC.
That's or Man United, really. But that's okay. No, Gino, you do your thing. You do your thing.
All right. Sorry.
Gino Lupari live in the living room. And tipping it up to Nancy. Round of applause, everybody.
I can't believe I said Sky Sports and BBC. Twice. There are other sports channels available. Like Match of the Day.
So tell me this then. Now, this is a stupid question. If they're all brass instruments, why is it a silver band? What's the difference?
I don't know.
Because people
would
see photographs of this
yes.
and say, they're all silver instruments.
Yeah, they're all the same. I don't know. Northern Ireland thought we were more special and that we needed to have lacquer on our instruments. A lot of the English bands are brass bands, but they also have the silver lacquer on. Mm-hmm. And it's actually more expensive. So Paddy Irishman thought, we need to make sure we have the best.
Shinier
the best.
And yes, better looking. But they're the same instruments.
Yeah, the same instruments, exactly the same.
So if you had a brass euphonium, you couldn't play in the...
Oh,
would
yes.
they throw you out?
Oh, you could. No, you could.
But do you know what I mean? If there's 25 people marching and yeah. everybody's got a silver instrument yeah. and Philip comes along with his brass euphonium...
It'd be a good excuse to get rid of him.
That's a big brother speaking there, you see.
See, that's the love we talked about.
That's brotherly band, love. Yeah. Brotherly that's, love. That's can't beat it.
But you do have, on some of the instruments, are brass. So, but it's just... We've always liked the silver lacquer.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. And a lot of the bands here are like that.
Well, look, I appreciate you coming today. I was delighted and I wanted to make sure that you could come and play for us because it's very special. And also, thank you for standing out in the cold when everybody else is in stuffing their faces with turkey stuffing balls. And this is
Gareth
the way of brass music.
Gareth got one.
Did you?
Oh, he, get some? Yes. He.
Good. Well, I hope so. That's the least we could do. That's all you're getting. Like, yeah. There's no fee. Like, don't be sending an invoice in after this now. Christmas intro that was. Very welcome back to our house for the second half of Saturday with John Toole, our pre-Christmas radio show from our house. I'm in the living room. There's a crowd in the hall. Crowd in the hall? Yeah! There's a crowd in the kitchen. I don't know who they are, but anyway, we're doing this about 10 years, I think, now, and it's as traditional as falling asleep in an armchair after your Christmas dinner. Loads to talk about between now and 1 o'clock, but we're going to kick off with a Christmas song that everybody can join in. Are you feeling festive, everybody? Yeah! Well, you'll be feeling even more festive now because we have Sonia Slater on vocals. We have Stephen Rainey from BBC Radio Ulster on the guitar and vocals, and our fellow on the piano. And this is Merry Christmas, everyone!
Snow is falling all around me.
Favourite bit of your Christmas dinner?
Stuffing.
Seriously?
Oh, aye, stuffing, 100% stuffing. And Lisa? Followed by gravy.
Do you know, I'm going to be controversial. I love sprouts. See, Dom with a wee bit of bacon and all. I love
sprouts.
I can
give you a bag. I can give you a wee spare bag.
I'm the only
bag
one
there
of my house eats them. I love them.
I love them once a year, but I think...
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just a Christmas thing, though, isn't it? It's one of those traditions.
And what about anybody, like, in terms of a vote? Turkey, number one for Christmas? No? Ham?
Oh, aye.
Yeah, hammers. Stuffing? Sprouts? Yeah, roasties. This is great radio, actually. Well done. If you're driving up the M1 now, just passing Dungannon and thinking, what's going on there? What's going on? That was a very complicated show of hands, and I couldn't possibly read the room and tell you what the percentages were. But it was interesting here in the kitchen, wasn't it? Sure, you can listen back on BBC Sounds and confound yourself all over again at any time of the day or night. Paula, thanks so much.
Are we doing
that was
the
delicious
cake?
Oh, yes, let's do the cake.
Right.
So this is the, as they say in Spanish, el momento de verdad, the moment of truth. Two cakes. Dan, do you want to tell us about your cake?
Without identifying which without, one it is.
Can we do that? Maybe we can't. There are two cakes in front of us.
Yeah.
Both iced. One has wee fir trees and wee Santas and a pine cone and a green ribbon. And the other one has a wee reindeer and a wee Santa and some leaves and white icing as well. One of them is mine. One of them was made by Diane Greer. This challenge started on Twitter.
It absolutely did. You shared your photograph of yours, and the next thing I knew, Paddy, oh, look, she's making a good noise about one of them there.
I see that, Diane? Yes, yes.
I believe they have a dark cake.
And there was
the
no
one
pressure.
Is definitely darker than the other.
There was no pressure making it, because and my mother and my brother... have made such a laugh of me, because Paddy does all the cooking and all the baking, but I did make this completely by myself.
Uh-huh.
You may have a small confession to make, maybe.
That's thanks in the lawn, Diane. That's what? Really... That's,
did
that's,
I put that below really the belt?
Jeepers, you suggesting that I might have had help with the cake? Well...
Not with the substantial bit of it. The important bit of it.
Well, the thing was... We talked about this in the programme a couple of weeks ago. You give the recipe, and I thought, right, I'm going to do it. It's that stir up Sunday thing of...
Yeah.
So many weeks before Christmas, you do your cake. So I did the cake. Then put it up on Twitter. This is my cake. Diane put something on Twitter. Paddy had put it up and said, Diane's made a cake. And I said, sure, why don't we do reveal them both on the 23rd? So the next thing, and 2 hours later, there's a WhatsApp group. Would you like to be part of the Cake Wars WhatsApp group? This escalated very quickly. I wasn't intending any of this.
And so then there was the kind of I've marzipan mine.
Then it was like, yes, I've marzipan. I'm thinking I haven't marzipan mine at all. Wasn't planning to.
Although I wasn't. And maybe I didn't put marzipan in mine either. I'm
maybe
not
I
sure.
Didn't do it in
you
mine.
Did. You both did.
Did we?
No, you didn't, John.
Did I not? A wee mention, actually, because we've had some brilliant guests on this year, and next week in the programme, I'd be looking back at some of the great conversations and live music sessions we had in 2023. But for now, though, a quick catch-up with a few familiar voices from all over the place to find out what they're doing for Christmas.
Greetings to all of my new best friends at Radio Ulster. I'm Catherine Switzer, the badass marathon activist, and I spoke to John about my barrier-breaking history, but more importantly, how positive the progress of women's sports is, and how important it is to continue to create more empowering opportunities for women, such as we do with the nonprofit 261 Fearless. This Christmas, I'm getting out of the cold of North America and into the warmth of Golden Bay in New Zealand. I suggest you guys do a remote broadcast from here as soon as possible. Happy holidays.
Hello, my name is Dave McKendry, and you may have heard me speaking to John about life on the road and out here in Vienna. This Christmas, I will be in the studio making a record. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Niamh McKinstry. I spoke to John earlier in the year from the Cayman Islands about the Gaelic Football Club and how it's the island's biggest sport. This Christmas, I'll be flying back to Armagh to spend time with family and looking forward to sitting in front of a big fire and hopefully getting a good pint of Guinness. Happy Christmas, BBC Radio All-Star.
Hi, I'm David Shawale. I spoke with John about my long-running photography of isolated buildings in Chicago and events surrounding the 12th in Belfast. This year, I'll be spending Christmas with my family in two vastly different places, Indianapolis, Indiana, and San Diego, California.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Nicol, and I was on that program with you before, and I climbed three in Kirkpatrick. I'm going to spend my Christmas Day with my daughter, Caroline, and then I'm going to spend my birthday with my twin sister from Waterford.
Hi, I'm Gavin Bradley. I'm a poet and paleontologist, and I chatted to John earlier in the year about dinosaurs and the libertines and my book Separation Anxiety winning the UNESCO Bridges of Struga Poetry Award. This Christmas, I'm hoping to spend a lot of time in the library picking up those books that I've neglected over the last wee while and maybe writing some new poems for a new collection as well. Happy Christmas, everyone.
My name is Hannah Dorman. I spoke with John this year about being an artist afloat, living on a sailboat with my family. Well, we have just arrived in Spain and we'll be spending Christmas here in Cartagena. We look forward to exploring, finding some other boat folk to celebrate New Year's with. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from the good ship Sea Snail. I'm driving home for Christmas,
yeah. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Play it, baby. Snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Paddy Nash on guitar, Dar Toll on the piano, and Diane Greer on what was that? A Christmas decoration? It's a kazoo. A golden kazoo. We've never
this
had
is
it.
This the only thing I've excelled at.
We've done this for 10 years.
And me and Ralph McLean love our videos.
Really?
Yep.
Now, can anybody speak Spanish? ¿Habla ustedes español? Anybody?
Sí.
Sí. There's one or two, anyway. One or two. Right, we're going to finish off with a wee blast of the best Christmas song in Spanish ever written that we can all sing together with our sheets. So featuring Sonia Slater on vocals, Daniel Lynch, our producer, guitar, Dar Toll on the piano, and various Diane on her kazoo, there's a guitar in there somewhere as well, Anna on shaker. Let's go. This is Feliz Navidad, everybody. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to everybody who came. Thanks to you for listening. Feliz Navidad. We'll chat to you next week. Hasta la vista, babies. Thank you.